بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وعظيمنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد، الله وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الغر الميامين. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية سيدي ومولاي علي بن أبي طالب. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أما بعد، ما منعك أن تسب أبا التراب؟ Why do you not abuse Imam Ali عليه السلام؟ Why do you not curse Imam Ali عليه السلام؟ Why don't you revile Imam Ali عليه السلام؟ Why don't you attack Imam Ali alayhi salam? If any Muslim in the world was asked these questions, they'd look at you with a sense of anger, if not a sense of venom. But when Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan, says the following words to another companion, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, it highlights to you that the institution of cursing the companions began with Bani Umayyah. For many years, us the Shia have had a campaign against us that we are those who curse the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Many Muslims in the world, when they are told about the Shia, will straight away write, "You are the ones who disrespect the Sahaba. You are the ones who curse the Sahaba. You are not Muslims, rather you are kafir because you curse the Sahaba." And that anyone who curses the Sahaba is automatically a kafir. Going along those lines, even speakers like myself, the moment we want to scrutinize any of the companions in Islamic history, if we don't even come near cursing, but rather scrutinizing the actions of fallibles around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, looking at their judgments, misjudgments. At the end of the day, if somebody is fallible, then they are prone to error. They can make mistakes, unless you believe that they are all ma'soom, which I'm sure you do not. But when someone like myself questions the actions of a sahabi, then automatically you are called sectarian, or you are called somebody who causes division between the Muslims. And automatically you are called somebody who is a Shi'i, who causes trouble between the people. Yet when Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan orders the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or wonders why is it that another Sahabi does not curse another Sahabi, then it opens the question as to the reality of what barometer is being used. Because on the one hand, when you find the line ma mana'aka an tasubba Abu Turab, what is it that prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? If I said that and I changed the name of Abu Turab, if I said, for example, what prevents you from cursing person X? Automatically, people will say, look at you, Shia, cursing all the time. When Muawiyah in Sahih Muslim says to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, one of the 10 who is granted Jannah, according to many traditions of other schools in Islam, Why is it that you do not curse Ali? That surely opens a can of worms. A can of worms that highlights that in the first 50 years of the religion of Islam, it would be normal for someone to believe in Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and to hate Ali ibn Abi Talib and still have radiyallahu anhu next to his name. You'll see that Muawiyah, according to many today, believed in la ilaha illallah. According to many, he believed in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. According to many, he fought Imam Ali alayhi salam at a battle known as the Battle of Siffin. Yet still, nobody can dare question him. Even though he believes in cursing a companion, he's still not just a Muslim. He is seen as being Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Someone asked the question that if you're so adamant that the Shia, when they curse the Sahaba, are therefore on kufr, then how comes when Muawiyah curses not any Sahabi, but rather curses Imam Ali alayhi salam, then this is to be put down as a misjudgment, as an error, or clarified in some of the most ridiculous ways I have ever seen? I saw one person seeking to clarify it by saying that the word Seb means refute. Never in my life, having searched dictionary after dictionary, have I ever seen that the word Seb means refute. You can tell me revile, you can tell me curse, you can tell me abuse, I don't mind. Muawiyah supposedly is asking Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, why don't you refute Ali ibn Abi Talib? For someone who led an army to fight Imam Ali alayhi salam, and therefore to say, why don't you refute, is quite contradictory. But the reality is, there poses a major question here. If the Shia are kafir because they have a problem with certain Sahaba, not only do they have a problem with those Sahaba, they clearly do la'na on those Sahaba. No Shia should beat around the bush and say that we don't have this in our literature. At the end of the day, other schools in Islam have a framework, we have a framework. We have a framework that is, anybody who fights the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, we dissociate from them completely. Other schools in Islam, if you fight the Prophet, peace be upon him's family, you can still be a Muslim who Jannah opens its doors for. For us, therefore, if I am a kafir, because you'll always see people say that you Shia are kafir. If I am a kafir because I curse the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, then how about the man who institutes the cursing known as Muawiyah? This hadith is a hadith of the utmost importance because we have been bullied for too many years. We therefore have become apologetic for too many years. At the same time, the moment we want to open our mouth, do you curse the Sahaba? Hold on, how about the king of cursing the Sahaba? Because the Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim clearly institutes this. Why therefore is there a law for Muawiyah and a law for everybody else? If it's a level playing field, in the same way Muawiyah has his opinion about Imam Ali alayhi salam, why can I not have my opinion about the behaviors of certain personalities? The moment you begin to question a personality, for example, like Khalid ibn al-Walid, it's as if Khalid ibn al-Walid is infallible. The moment you question his behavior, then automatically you're a Shia. How dare you question the behavior of Khalid? You accuse me of having 12 ma'sumin, 12 infallibles. You created 100,000. You therefore find that when you come to this tradition, this tradition is a tradition that wasn't just a tradition that was instituted for a day or two. If, for example, it was instituted for a day or two, its ramifications would really have had no effect. The reality is that this tradition was then instilled in children, generation after generation, that Ali is our arch enemy, and that all those who are related to him, if you ever meet them one day in Sham, then take out your venom on his children. Because if you attack someone's father, what's going to happen one day when you meet his Zainab? What happens when you meet his Hussein? What happens when you meet his grandchildren like Sukaynah alayhi salam and others? Therefore, the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam was an institution that built generations of hate against Imam Ali alayhi salam. If someone today is classified as Sunni, they love Imam Ali alayhi salam. I guarantee you that every listener to this lecture will say to you, I adore Imam Ali alayhi salam. They have to thank their lucky stars that they were not born in the first century of the religion of Islam. Because if they even hinted that they loved Imam Ali alayhi salam, then Muawiyah and his henchmen would have been after them. Let's tonight examine Sahih Muslim and the hadith which states what prevents you from abusing Abu Turab. And I'd like to examine this in the following stages. Number one, when Muawiyah says what prevents you, what was the line that he had said before this line, which is not mentioned in Sahih Muslim, but Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in Minhaj al-Sunnah. Number two, when Muawiyah asks another Sahabi what prevents you, what does that show about how normal it was for a Sahabi to possibly entertain cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam? Number three, Abu Turab or Abu Turab, the father of dust. How did the books try and show that this was the result of a problem he had with Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam? And how for us is the explanation completely different? Number four, what then did Muawiyah do with Imam Ali's names in terms of traditions in favor of Imam Ali alayhi salam? And how did it highlight that if you find it a problem for a person to hurt the reputation of a Sahabi, start with Muawiyah first? Number five, how many of the Shia rose against this? And how did Muawiyah break the agreement with Imam al-Hasan in the treaty by his behavior with the Shia who stood up against his cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Further than this, who were his henchmen who ensured that Imam Ali was ridiculed and that his people and his lovers and followers were attacked? And finally, when it came to Sham, how did Imam Zain al-Abidin highlight that today is a war about the fada'il of Ali? And if you think you're going to be victorious, then listen at the way I praise my grandfather. And how did he show that praise in his famous sermon, even though he was cursed just before that sermon? Let's examine this and dissect this topic in complete depth. The hadith is clear for all of you. And the world of technology is so wonderful, because the world of technology allows us to delve into books of literature, which only 50 years ago, you'd have to go to an Islamic seminary library to reach. If you go to, for example, Sahih Muslim online, or you go to Sahih al-Bukhari online, all I want you to do, any of you who are listening to this, you may be Shi'i, you love Imam Ali alayhi salam. You may be Sunni, you love Imam Ali alayhi salam. But you certainly don't like someone who curses Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you certainly don't like it when someone comes and attacks the characters of those who came before Imam Ali alayhi salam. So I'm sure that you don't have a rule for the first three khulafa and another rule for Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when you go now onto Sahih Muslim or Sahih al-Bukhari, I want everybody listening to me, wherever you may be in the world, to type one word, Turab. T-U-R-A-B. It's so easy. Just type Turab. Turab means dust. Let's look for Abu Turab, for that was his title. Let's look in Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari. Those two books are not a hujjah on me. I really do not care much what's written, for it appeals to other schools in Islam. But for the sake of those who maybe ask, why do you Shia curse the Sahaba? Of course, I will never ever go near cursing Salman. I'm not worth the floor that Salman walks on. Nor Abu Dhar, nor Miqdad. Nor will I even want to go near the likes of Jabir and others. I, on the other hand, those who fought Imam Ali or angered Bibi Fatima, it's a different story for me. And I'm sure all Muslims agree. So when it comes to Turab in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, when you type Turab in Sahih Muslim, there's a tradition which is flabbergasting. It really is. And the tradition is narrated by who? One of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas's sons. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas had a number of sons. One of them, you all know, was the commander of the armed forces at Karbala. La'natullah alayh, Umar bin Sa'ad. Another one they call Amr. Others give different names. Amr talks of the fact when Muawiyah appointed his father to be governor. Muawiyah asks Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, one of the 10 granted Jannah, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسُبَّ أَبَا التُّرَابِ. What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Now, we have two types of words or a few words for cursing. One of them is shatm or shatim. Another one is sab. Shatim, you may say it just one word to hurt someone. Sab is continuous reviling. Okay, so sometimes when you curse someone, you just say one word and that's enough. You finish them. Another time you go this, 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 and so on. So he asks him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسُبَّ أَبَا التُّرَابِ. This is not in Shia literature. So someone says, you Shia cursed the Sahaba. This is in non-Shia literature. Muawiyah asking Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, why is it? What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Now, the moment he asks him this question, of course, you find that people jump because they need to defend Muawiyah. So how do they do it? They defend him in a number of ways. One way they defend him is by saying what? He's surprised. He's saying, Sa'ad, what prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Everyone else is cursing him, but what's preventing you? For what reason are you not cursing Abu Turab? So they try and say that Muawiyah was saying it with full sincerity and innocence. That what is it that's stopping you? For what reason? You know, me, you, others will never curse Abu Turab. So what's stopping you? What could be your reason? Ibn Taymiyyah, however, in Minhaj al-Sunnah makes it clear that Muawiyah had given an order to Sa'ad, an order to curse Imam Ali alayhi salam. Fa'aba, Sa'ad said no. Then Muawiyah said, Ma mana'aka an tasubba Abu Turab. What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Ibn Taymiyyah opened a door that others had closed. Because Ibn Taymiyyah wanted to highlight, Muawiyah didn't just ask what prevents you. First, he ordered him. And you'll see in Sahih al-Bukhari when you type Turab that Sahel bin Sa'ad al-Sa'adi is asked by one of the offspring of Marwan. Again, I've asked all of you online to type Turab in Bukhari and Muslim. Again, Sahel bin Sa'ad is asked by one of the offspring of Marwan, curse Ali. He says, I won't. Okay, at least curse Abu Turab. So it shows you that the idea within Bani Umayyah of cursing Imam Ali either by the name Ali or by the name Abu Turab is both in Bukhari and Muslim, both of them. That there is this question which is posed by Muawiyah, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسُبَّ أَبَا تُرَابٍ. Now, if Sahaba don't curse Sahaba, would that ever come through your head? Would you ever entertain the thought that another Sahabi would? You wouldn't. Never. Because if the Sahaba all love each other, they all admire each other, firstly, we wouldn't have Jamal, we wouldn't have Safin, where all of them are butchering the living daylights out of each other. Secondly, if the Sahaba all loved each other, Muawiyah would never ask this question to Sa'ad, because it would be normal to love Ali ibn Abi Talib. And he certainly, if he thought the Khawarij hated Imam Ali, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas is promised Jannah. So surely he wouldn't expect someone promised Jannah to curse another one who's promised Jannah. Because in the list of 10, who are they? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Talha, Zubair, and so on. And the narrator himself, he certainly wouldn't expect Sa'ad to curse Imam Ali. Imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, only how many years? Only 30 odd years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi passed away, it was normal for Muslims to curse Sahaba. Which Sahabi? Not even Sahabi. The nafs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Why do I say the nafs? Because Sa'ad says, I won't curse Ali. For if I was given one of the three things that he was given as an attribute by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, his family, it would be dearer to me than a red camel. Said to him, what is it? He mentions three incidents. Which three? One, clear Quran. Because you know, there are some people who will say, I don't want hadith, I want Quran. And there are some who will come and say that you Shia have to realize that this idea of authority being something divine, you Shia have to realize that there is no mentioning of this in the Quran. What happens if the Quran mentions a person as being the nafs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? Can there be a higher honor? Which Sahabi is the nafs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sa'ad says, I won't curse Ali for three reasons. The first reason, which one? Quranic reason, the day of Mubahala. On the day of Mubahala, when the Christians of Najran, Muslims out there, go and research the Christians of Najran when they came on the day of Mubahala. If you differ with us Shia, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Ali, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hassan, Imam al-Hussein, salawatullah wa sallam, if you differ with us about their position, go to the event of Mubahala. The Prophet, peace be upon him, his family, clearly showed that none comes near Ashab al-Kisa. None comes near these five. These are not people who come after me. These are my nafs. These are from the same noor as my noor. What happened? He said on that day, the Christians, of course, they had come towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They wanted to enter a mubahala where we ask Allah to do la'na, to withdraw his rahmah from those who are the disbelievers. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Quran came to him, and Sa'ad quotes this ayah. However many books of tafasir later, which I'll come to shortly about Muawiyah's plans of how you remove Imam Ali's name. However many books of tafasir which came later, the books of tafasir, look in Sahih Muslim, when it came to the ayah of Mubahala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِمِينَ. Firstly, la'nat, clearly in the Quran. Secondly, what do we see? Sa'ad says, who are the woman? Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And who do we see as being the self, or who are the sons? Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein. And when we come to see, and who is the nafs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, who is it? Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali cannot be counted as Sahaba. Sahaba, I've never been called the nafs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You'll find a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi may be asked, who is the best after you? In other schools, other than the Shia, he may say Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman. And then they ask him, how about Ali? He says, Ali min nafs al-Rasul. He's from the nafs. Our light, our nur was created years before Adam alayhi salam. Sa'ad says the first reason why I will not curse A, another Sahabi, B, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is what? Is number one, Mubahala. Just Mubahala? He said, one of three things, if they came to me, dearer to me than a red camel. The second one is what? The day of Khaybar. Because the day of Khaybar highlighted, there's a clear difference between Abu Turab and everybody else. Everybody else, wallah, marhab's looking at these, and he's wondering, these keep coming, and there's none of them who can mess with me. I'm the bravest Jewish warrior out there. These guys are meant to be brave. And I'm just finishing them one by one. Bring me someone on my level. And when he saw a dream of a lion attacking him, he knew when he met Haydar. And no doubt how Sa'ad doesn't just describe on the day of Khaybar. He said that the Prophet said that he is sending someone, Allah and him love him. And he loves Allah and the Prophet. Without a doubt, Karrar, Ghair Farrar. He goes on the battlefield. He's a Karrar that never comes back except with victory. Number two, Khaybar. Number three, what was number three? The battle of Tabuk, Imam Ali's only battle which he did not go. And then he remained behind. And Sa'ad describes this by saying, the Prophet said, Ali, you are to me like Harun was to Musa. Except that there is no Prophet after me. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسُبَّ أَبَا التُّرَابِ. What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? If you're telling me us the Shia are kuffar because we encourage cursing, then how about Muawiyah when he encourages the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Surely a Muslim with any aql living today will straight away say, I do not belong to a sect that encourages or is proud of personalities who encourage the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says what? What prevents you from cursing? Abu Turab. Who's Abu Turab? Many of us in our poetry, qasida, nawha, latmiya, nadbiya, marsiya, we always mention Abu Turab. Abu Turab is the father of dust. When it comes to the sahah, what do they say? Father of dust. Why? Imam Ali and Fatima Zahra had a quarrel, so he left home because of that quarrel. And he was asleep in the mosque. The Prophet saw some dust had gathered. And he said to him, get up, Abu Turab. And that it became really loving for him, remembering that day. What a load of absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It just because you're jealous of Imam Ali alayhi salam's relationship with Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam doesn't mean you start making up traditions. But that's what Muawiyah done brilliantly. Muawiyah made sure that if the media is in my hands, then I go after the man I fought at Safin. I want to finish him. And how do you finish him? You finish him by spreading such nonsense. Why do I say Abu Turab? I come from different angles. Abu Turab, one angle, Surah 78, verse number 40. In the Quran, on the Day of Judgment, what does mankind say? Ya laytani kuntu turaba. On that day, we will say, I wish I was dust. Meaning that I wish I was with the father of dust. I wish I was a Turabi. I wish I was Abu Turabi. I wish I was someone who followed Abu Turab. On the other hand, if I look at it on a more basic explanation, Imam Ali alayhi salam one day asleep, Ammar bin Yasir was next to him asleep. They had gone on an expedition. And those soldiers who they were meant to fight, they did not fight them. They were both asleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, removed the dust and said, get up, O Abu Turab. Simple. What is this Fatima al-Zahra and Imam Ali having a fight? And Imam Ali leaves and he goes to the mosque and sleeps. Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra, firstly, there's no such thing as a quarrel between them. Unless the sons of Abu Sufyan have something to do with the pen, then there's definitely quarrels between them. And number two, what do we find? Imam Ali what? Goes to the mosque and just suddenly sleeps in the middle of the mosque. That's Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said, if you show me someone retired who wants to sleep in the mosque the whole day, I can understand. Imam Ali alayhi salam, what's he doing going to sleep in a mosque? And then Rasulullah has nothing else to say but get up, Abu Turab, get up. Give me a break. Therefore, for the Umayyads, because someone said, Muawiyah, if he disliked Imam Ali, wouldn't call him Abu Turab. Because Abu Turab is a beloved title to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Beloved to Imam Ali. Derogatory for the Umayyads. To Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's beloved. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives me a title, I love that title. Whatever my title is. But if you look in Sahih al-Bukhari, look at the word Turab in Bukhari, then Sahal bin Sa'ad says, the governor, one of the offspring of Marwan, Marwan's children and the rest of them, when they came in, one of the offspring was the one who said to him, curse Ali. He said, I won't. He then said to him, curse Abu Turab. And Sahal says, that was the most beloved name to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Why would he say curse Abu Turab if it was good for Imam Ali? Because he knew it was derogatory. For them, the Umayyads, they wanted the idea that, look, you're called the father of dust. Is that your title? For us, we don't care because we know that he's Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyid al-Wasiyin, Asad Allah al-Ghalib, Talib fawqa kulla Talib, Madhar al-Ajaib. I could go on all night talking about his merits and it will still not be enough. And as much as you try, that's why you know the six Sahih books, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. Go ask Nasa'i, six Sahih books. I ask everybody listening to this lecture. In the six Sahih books, you have one of the authors, Nasa'i. You'll see Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Sunan al-Nasa'i, Sunan Abi Dawood, Sunan Ibn Majah, or the Sahih Ibn Majah. Come to Nasa'i. Why was Nasa'i killed? Nasa'i was killed. They asked him, give us the merits of Muawiyah. Don't have nothing really. Stomach maybe gets full and so on, prayers like that. Give us the merits of Ali from now until the Day of Judgment. If I keep narrating the merits of Imam Ali alayhi salam, will never be enough. They tortured him to death. If one of the authors, and that's why I always believe that there were some people who loved Imam Ali, even though they were not Shia, but they were tortured because of their love of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are some Mu'tazili scholars who praised Imam Ali, even though they were not Shia. But what became the norm? Muawiyah made sure it became the norm. Who were his soldiers who made sure it became the norm? Number one, Abu Huraira. Now, when I say this, by the way, I say this is Muawiyah's soldier. And you cannot turn around to me and say, well, you cannot say that because you accept that Muawiyah cursing Imam Ali is okay. So when I talk about a Sahabi, then there's no issue. No issue. Because now I talk about Abu Hurairah. I'm sure you agree Abu Hurairah is not ma'soom. And the only thing you know about Abu Hurairah's life is the few years that he lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and many hadiths that he narrated. But other than that, what do you know about Abu Hurairah's life? Ask many after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me about Abu Hurairah's life. What is there about Abu Hurairah's life? But you find Abu Hurairah was one of the soldiers of Muawiyah. Because Muawiyah, the first thing he did, delete the merits of Ali. First thing, you make sure you delete them.
or you give them to others. Two ways. Either you delete, give them to others. Who's this henchman? Number one, Abu Huraira. And for those who don't believe, Abu Huraira had no respect or love for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, for Imam Ali. Number two, all of you know the name, Amr ibn al-As, another of the soldiers of Muawiyah. And number three, who's number three? Mughira bin Shu'bah. Number four, one of the tabi'een, Urwa ibn al-Zubayr. These four soldiers, if you ever want to see soldiers of Bani Umayyah, they may have been in their day soldiers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They may have been soldiers of the first Khalifa or the second Khalifa. But later on, they were soldiers of Muawiyah. And they were on that Umayyad manhaj. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسُبَّ أَبَا التُرَابِ. What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Those four were on that manhaj. Muawiyah made sure that these four would make sure Ali's merits, give them to others. Ali's merits, delete them. Ali's merits, fabricate them. Do you know that people were imprisoned if they narrated a merit of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Do you know people could not witness in court if they had said fada'il of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Do you know how many people's wages were cut if they praised Abu Turab? Do you know if people's children were named Imam Ali alayhi salam? They were named Ali. Do you know they'd have to change them? Go to Siyar al-A'lam in Nubala and go to other books, you'll find that they would change Ali to who? To Ulay. Ulay, Al-Lakhmi and others. Why were they called Ulay? Not because you love the name Ulay, but because if you were called Ali, then who would come after you? Another of the soldiers, Ziyad, son of his father. This one is always a calamity when you hear his name. Can you imagine the school register? You've got all the names. You know, you've got Ammar, son of Yasir, Muhammad, son of Ali, John, son of Timothy, and then you have Ziyad, son of his dad. Anyway, Ziyad, son of his dad was known. Ziyad, son of his dad, Muawiyah made sure. You give Ziyad Kufa, give Ziyad Basra. And that's where Yazid was clever later. You give Ibn Ziyad Kufa, give Ibn Ziyad Basra. Same as his dad, with the advice of Sir John the Christian Roman. Ziyad, son of Abi, what had he done? Wallah, forget being named Imam Ali. If you're named Ali, we saw with ISIS on the Hawiya, on your ID. If you're Shia, they beheaded you. Didn't we see? Did they stop lorry drivers and truck drivers? Just on what? On the ID. You Rafidi. You are a lover of Abu Turab. I'm not surprised. I love how history repeats itself. It's something I get intoxicated in. So Ziyad bin Abi used to execute cutting hands and cutting feet of the lovers of Abu Turab. In your own research, how many famous companions of Ahlul Bayt were executed because of their love for Abu Turab? How many times do you remember? Lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, whose tongue was cut, whose ears were cut, whose hands were cut, who were crucified, simply because of Muawiyah's institution of cursing the Sahabi. And who were they? How many of you know Kumail bin Ziyad? Kumail bin Ziyad, when Hajjaj bin Yusuf said to him, leave Abu Turab. He goes, show me a way better than Abu Turab. Show me a way better than Abu Turab. If there is a way that's better, why am I a Shi'i? Because there's no way better to reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi like Imam Ali's way. No way better. There's no chance you can get better than Ali. He said to him, leave Abu Turab, I'll leave you. He said, no. Ibn Ziyad, when he caught Maytham al-Tammar, what did he say to him? Stop singing the praises of Abu Turab, I'll let you go. What did Maytham do? Keep singing the praises of Abu Turab. He said, I'll cut your tongue. He said, my Mola said, one day my tongue will be cut praising him. He said, then I won't do it, so I'll prove your Mola wrong. He kept on praising him so much, eventually he cut his tongue. You find others, Sa'id ibn Jubair, lover of Abu Turab, executed. Others in Basra and Kufa, the thousands because of Muawiyah's sunnah of Seb and Shet. And la'an on Imam Ali alayhi salam, and you call me the Shi'i, when I talk about Muawiyah and I talk about others, they jump on us, you sectarian, troublemakers, disunity. So what? If I discuss the way they oppressed Al-Muhammad in Islamic history, I'm a troublemaker. But when Muawiyah does it, it's radiyallahu anhu Amir Muawiyah. Which mantiq do we use? And of the ones who stood up, was Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. May Allah bless us with his ziyarah, inshallah. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, buried in Marj Adra, 20 minutes from the haram of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi and his son, seeing the likes of Ziyad bin Abi, Ziyad son of his dad, and Mughira bin Shu'ba and others cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam. If cursing the Sahaba is kufur, then why don't you apply this to everybody, my dear brothers and sisters? Why? Mughira bin Shu'ba, radiyallahu anhu. Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu anhu. Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhu. All of these who cursed Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in Bukhari and Muslim are asking, what prevents you, Sa'ad, from cursing Ali? Hujr stood up against Muawiyah. Enough's enough. You made an agreement with Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, a treaty. And part of that treaty was, you'll stop the cursing of my father, Imam al-Hasan had said to him in the treaty. Now you curse Imam Ali. Do you know what they would do? Institute, it became his sunnah. And if someone left the sunnah of cursing Imam Ali, say, tarakta sunnah, you left the sunnah. If you stopped cursing Abu Turab, or you were not of those who cursed Abu Turab, your wages will be cut. You cannot even testify as a witness. He said to him, I will not accept your cursing of my master. He said, we'll execute you. And the confidence Hujr bin Adi had. Because when you have that iman and that taqwa, and you have that wilaya. Why do I say in the beginning of my majalis all the time, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikina bi wilayat amir al-mu'minin? Why do I say that? Because Alhamdulillah that Allah blessed me on the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam and not on the path of Muawiyah and those who appointed Muawiyah. Alhamdulillah. Because I'm on a clean path that never cursed Al-Muhammad. Not a path that praises people who in Sahih Muslim are asking each other, what prevents you? Do you know what one person once said to? You will not believe this. A person said, yes, Muawiyah cursed Imam Ali. Yeah. But that's not as bad as the wars that took place. You know, wars took place between Muawiyah and Imam Ali. So cursing is not as bad as the war. We agree with you. Who was the one who made that war happen? Muawiyah. Who made that war happen? They say, no, you know, Muawiyah cursed Ali. But you can understand there's political differences. When I have a problem with a companion, you bully me left, right, and center. How dare you cause trouble? But when you see a companion cursing another one, misjudgments happen. You know, misjudgments. So why is mine not a misjudgment? Why am I automatically a kafir? Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi says, I will not. They say to him, we're going to execute you. Execute me, execute all of us. We die on the wilaya. And we die standing up against Muawiyah. They said to him, what's your last wish? He said, kill my son. They came and they beheaded his son. Smiling, alhamdulillah. How could you smile? We killed your son. He said, I'm happy that my son died loving Ali. Had he been killed after me, then I'd be worried if he moves to Muawiyah. The fact that he died loving Abu Turab, I'm ready for death. Because I raised the boy loving Abu Turab. Hujr bin Adi, Rushad al-Hajari, Amr bin Hamak al-Khuza'i, Muhammad son of Abu Bakr, Malik al-Ashtar, Uwais al-Qarani, Khuzaymah bin Thabit, Ammar bin Yasir, and the likes were all executed for one reason. That they stood up against the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's the only reason. Other than that, there was no other reason that all of these were executed. These men of honor, men of piety, men of justice, and all of them were executed for that very reason. Therefore, he made sure that he instituted the sunnah of the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam. If Muawiyah therefore is saying, what prevents you? Sahel bin Sa'ad says that they're ordering the offspring of Marwan. That means that it stopped with Muawiyah. If it's the offspring of Marwan, Muawiyah is the first Khalifa of Bani Umayyah. Who came after Muawiyah? Yazid. Who came after Yazid? Muawiyah. Who came after Muawiyah? Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Who came after Marwan ibn al-Hakam? Then you go to the sons of Marwan, Abd al-Malik and so on. And then after that you continue to the sons of Aziz. Umar bin Abdul Aziz is the one who stopped the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because you know, if you went to the mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in Medina, they would be cursing Imam Ali. You go to Kufa, cursing Imam Ali. You go to Basra, cursing Imam Ali. If you were not Shi'i at that time, you would have been raised as a child hating anything or anyone to do with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he was younger, he narrates that my tutor when he said something bad to me, I cursed Ali. And he looked at me with a bad look. I said, how dare you look at me like that? Do you know who I am? I'm the son of a Khalifa. And then he said to me, when I teach you the Quran, don't I teach you about the Battle of Badr? He said, yes. He said, in the Battle of Badr, those who fought in the battle, we respect them. He said, of course. He said, how about the man who killed half of the opposition that day? He said, of course, we love him, whoever he is. He said, the one who you just cursed is that man. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz would say, my father, about everybody, when he talk about anyone, eloquent, except Ali, he'd stutter. I'd say, dad, why do you stutter when you talk about Ali? But everybody else, you're eloquent. He said, because if the people knew about his rights, they would not give us our rights. But we've hidden it because Muawiyah made sure, on the one hand, fabricate narrations, give them to others. The ones, how many times you hear a story giving someone else and you're like, I swear that's Imam Ali's story. And they've given it to everybody, everybody. The candle story being a prime example. The candle story, blow out the candle, put the other one, they gave it to somebody else. Other stories about the treasure, quotes even, they gave quotes of Imam Ali to somebody else. Why? Because they taught us a lesson, the Umayyads. Control the media, no one can get near you. They controlled it perfectly. They had the CEO and the corporates and everyone of the media, they were controlling them. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz showed, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was when? Karbala? No. Was he just after Karbala? No. 30 odd years after Karbala, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is saying people are cursing Ali ibn Abi Talib everywhere. Normal, part of the cursing. And do you think that stopped? Even though Umar ibn Abdul Aziz made a general pronouncement that you cannot, children in Syria were still growing up. You know, amongst the things that they used to tell children in Syria, until years ago, they would say to them that that ghost Ali is going to come to you in the night. Wallah, bring them up with a firm, vicious hatred of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And another thing, how illogical. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anh fought Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. Baba, we don't have mantiq. We don't have aqil. How could radiallahu anh fight radiallahu anh? I said, what Jannah are you creating? What, I suspend the aqil Allah gave me? I saw Allah with what? With my eyes or with my intellect? Therefore, that institution would continue. When you make such an institution grow, what then happens? When you make such an institution grow, it then leads on to one path. And that is, anybody associated with Ali, you grow up hating them. Even if you've never met them. All you've been told is that that's Ali in Sham. What was one of the best rumors they created by Imam Ali? When he was killed in sujood, and the news reached Sham, the moment it reached Sham, people were like, Ali's been killed. How? In his sujood. Oh, does he pray? Allahu Akbar. Now that's media. That's perfect media. That person, his child grows up hating Ali. His child grows up hating the sons of Ali. And then his child doesn't mind taking out his venom on the daughters and the granddaughters of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What do you think Kufa and Sham did when Zainab walked past? What do you think hurt Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam the most? What do you think? Do you think it's the head of her brother on a spear? Possibly. Do you think it's hitting her? Another thing. But we all know one thing we can never take as humans is someone cursing our parents. And to have it every moment, when Ibn Ziyad would call out, curse be on your father, the liar, and your brother. And Abdullah bin Afif al-Azdi had that wonderful stand. Blind man, he said, curse on you, you liar, son of a liar, appointed by a liar, son of a liar. Abdullah bin Afif al-Azdi was blind, couldn't see. He heard Zainab, daughter of Ali, enter the court of Ibn Ziyad. It broke his heart. And he heard crowds in Kufa saying, Allahumma al'an, astaghfirullah. Aba Turab, la'an on Abu Turab, la'an on Abu Turab. He couldn't believe it. He entered the court of Ibn Ziyad. He said, Ibn Ziyad, listen to what he says. You're a liar. Your father's a liar. The one who appointed you is a liar and his father's a liar. Ibn Ziyad wanted to attack him. His tribe came and took him to the house. That animal Ibn Ziyad, la'natullah alayhi. You know what he did? Ibn Ziyad that night sent people towards the house. A man's blind. The man's blind, but the man was brave. He sent people to ambush him in the house. Just when he heard people outside the house, he said to his daughter, I may be blind, but you've got a mouth. And you can say words. So you give me my sword and tell me which ones are coming right, which ones are coming left. I lost an eye with Ali at Jamal. And another eye I lost with him at Safin. And I can fight any of these. She threw the sword to him. Dad, on the right. He'd fight on the right. Dad, on the left. And he'd finish a number of them until they were executed. Why? Because he couldn't take his mawla being cursed. You get angry when someone curses the ones you love, and we Shia meant to sit back and accept any framework. You have your framework. Respect whoever you want to respect. But allow us to have our framework and allow us to have our narrative. Don't bully us. Enough of the bullying. So what happened was, in Sham, in Kufa, they would curse Imam Ali nonstop, hurt Zainab, break her heart. And how many times she'd have to hold in listening to her father being cursed, because she loved her father, she admired her father. And then as soon as they entered Sham, they came to curse who? They came to curse Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, because they knew that this was the grandson of Ali. We've been brought up hating Abu Turab, Seb of Abu Turab. Here's Abu Turab's grandson. A man came to him, curse be on you and your grandfather. And you can imagine the sight of Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, chain around his neck, cutting through him. The same Sahel who mentions about how they used to abuse Imam Ali says, I was walking through Sham and I heard people, they were partying. Imagine, Ya Rasulallah, your ummah 50 years after you died are having parties and carnivals while your granddaughters are taken as prisoners, Ya Rasulallah. How could Muslims accept this? Wallah, look at your conscience, my dear brothers and sisters. They were walking through. Sahel says, I asked the people, what is this, a day of Eid? They said, you must be an Arab nomad. He said, no, I'm Sahel bin Sa'd al-Sa'di, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They said, don't be surprised if the skies rain blood, the earth swallows its inhabitants. That is Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zain al-Abidin. And that Zainab, granddaughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He saw them chain to chain, chain to chain. Some of the children were tiptoeing because the others were too tall. He says, at that moment I came to Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he said to me, Sahel, get me a piece of cloth. He took the cloth, placed it between his chain and neck. You found, then a man came to Imam Zain al-Abidin, said, curse be on you. Imam looked at him, look at the akhlaq of Al-Muhammad. He said, oh man, have you read the Quran? He said, yes. He said to him, have you read the ayah? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innama yuridullahu liyudhma'ankum ar-ritsa ahl al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. He said, yes, yes, it's about Al Muhammad. He said, have you read the ayah? Wa'alamu annama ghanimtum min shay'in fa'anna lillahi khumusahu wa lil-rasul wa lidhil-qurba. He said, yes, yes, it's about Al Muhammad. He said, have you read the ayah? Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil-qurba. I don't ask from you anything except love for my near ones. He said, yes, it's about Al Muhammad. He said, do you know who we are? He said, no, but I heard that your grandfather was evil, Khawarij, rebel. And I heard that you're his grandson. He said, no. He said, we are Al-Muhammad. Al-Muhammad, we're going through the streets. And Imam Zain al-Abidin knew that Muawiyah wins if there's no fada'il of Imam Ali alayhi salam, no merits. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure all the merits come out. He stood in front of Yazid. When he stood in front of Yazid, he came out with merit one after the other. All of you have heard these lines before. I am the son of Ali al-Murtada, the one who fought the disbelievers until they said, La ilaha illallah. I am the son of the man who fought at Badr and Hunayn. I am the son of the man who fought with two swords and with two spears, went on two migrations, pledged two allegiances. I am the son of the man who was assisted by Jibra'il and Mika'il and did not disbelieve for even the twinkling of an eye. I am the son of the treasure of Allah's wisdom. I am the arrow, the son of the one who was an arrow targeting the hypocrites, the best of them in prayer and the purest of them. He exterminated the progeny of his enemies and disturbed the disbeliever parties. He owned a constant heart, a firm will, and a steadfast resolution. I am the son of the man who was a Mekki and a Madani, a Khayfi and an Aqabi, a Muhajiri, a Shajari. I am the son of the inheritor of the Mash'arain. I am the son of the father of Hassan and Hussein. All of these lines that were said for which reason? The fada'il of Ali will never stop. You can keep cursing as much as you want. You can keep hiding history. But here I am in Sham, in Muawiyah's backyard, with chains around my neck, and I'll continue to narrate the merits of my grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. I'm also the son of who? I'm the son of Khadija al-Kubra. I'm the son of Fatima al-Zahra. Likewise, who am I the son of? The man whose body lies on the plains of Karbala. Take your hearts with me tonight to Karbala, to the shrine of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. And if you can, come with me towards Jannat al-Baqi'. So we stand next to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. The thoughts and the memories of Imam Zain al-Abidin would never stop when he'd remember what they did to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's why we have many narrations where the tears would flow from the cheeks of the Imam, and Abu Hamza al-Thamali would say to him, Oh Imam, you have the patience, why do you cry so many years after Karbala? He'd say to him, Oh Abi Hamza, no one thing, Yaqub did not stop crying for Yusuf, although Yusuf was still alive. I saw 17 members of my family butchered on the plains of Karbala in front of me. One moment I see Akbar calling my father, and a moment I see Qasim saying, Uncle, come help me. Another moment I see a 6-month-old baby flap its hands like a bird flaps its wings. Then another time I hear Abbas on the ground calling out towards his master. Of course, the Imam would continue all the time reciting the Masa'ib, remembering the tragedy that his father went through. On one occasion, when he came past the butcher who was about to slaughter a sheep, he said to him, Oh butcher, do you give water to that sheep before you slaughter it? He said to him, Oh Imam, of course I do, for it is a creation of Allah, and every creation deserves water before you slaughter it. The Imam would look towards him and say to him, Oh man, my father died and no one gave him any water. On another occasion, he'd come near the graveyard. He'd see people burying the bodies. All of you know where I'm heading, my dear brothers and sisters. He'd see people burying the bodies. He'd say to them, When I die, would you bury my body? The man would look at him and say, Of course, O grandson of Rasulullah, when you die, it'd be our honor to bury your body. He'd look at him with the tears flowing from his eyes, and he'd say to him, Oh man, my father lay on the ground for 3 nights with no one to bury his holy body. But what of Zainab alayhi salam in Sham? One moment we go to Zain al-Abidin, another moment we go to Zainab alayhi salam. Imagine being hit, imagine being slapped, imagine being kicked. But all of them were not the same as when they cursed Amir al-Mu'mineen in front of her. Father, father, come look at us. Father, father, come look at the way they've attacked your children. Father, father, come look at the way they curse you. Come look at the way Kulthum sits there and cries before you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Let's raise our hands, my dear brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, allow us to be amongst those who protect the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ya Allah, let the wilaya protect us. We ask you to allow us to remain on the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Ya Allah, this year, unfortunately, we are not in the land of Najaf. We wish we could be next to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, holding his shrine. If our sins have prevented us, Ya Allah, then we ask for your forgiveness. If, however, it is due to other restrictions, then allow us to visit that holy shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen and pledge our allegiance to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are feeling unwell at this moment. Some of our brothers and sisters, their parents have cancer. Others, their parents have heart problems. Others, they have children with difficulties. Others, because of COVID. Let's all recite the ayah of the Quran, all of us together. Please, my dear brothers and sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muhtarra idha da'ah wa yakshibu al-su'. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a Surah Al-Fatiha in honor of the marhumin and in honor of the originators of this majlis and the team at Imam Al-Hussein TV. But before it, we welcome our Mullah Muhammad Abbas Kareem with the loudest of your salawat. Yeah.